we can rejoice. And we are laughing, and Mom was a fun person. Well, I want to just give you 3 points today, and they're really short. I have up here her unused pill box. If any of you need any pills, we might have the kind you need here. She doesn't need them anymore. At about 5:30 last Wednesday night, Mom made an exchange. She didn't need that old broken, worn-out body anymore. She got a new body. Preachers behind me, careful theology and all that, how the resurrection works and the rapture, I'm not addressing that in the timing, but to be absent from the body, Paul said, is to be present with the Lord. And these aren't needed, and we can find out if there's any. Mom would never want to waste anything. And I know my wife, there's vitamin C and E and some stuff that I'm sure we all use, so that would bless her to know that it was being used. The last picture I have of my mom is in her walker. It's on that collage up here. It's playing, and I think it's on the back. She doesn't need a walker on the streets of gold.
Hallelujah.
A walker, somebody can have it. Medicare paid for it. I hope I don't use it for a few years. Anybody needs a walker, you're at any time having a broken body. The walker is available. Blessed to see the walker not in my garage, but the walker used. Now, I have a lot of scripture, but I some of it was already read. I'm thankful in that wonderful reading that you read, Heidi, about thanks be unto God. The sting of death is sin, that particular aspect. But there's a second exchange that Mom made, and she did love living down here. Mom loved life, and she especially, of course, loved Missouri, her home state, but we tried to do the best we could. We converted our garage, and many of you were over at it, into a little room, and she had a beautiful view. Looked over our neighbors are here, the Maxwells next door, and then farm fields. But oh, she's exchanged her earthly home for a heavenly home. That's a great exchange. Jesus said to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you. Talked about, in the King James Version anyway, mansions in that place, to get a mansion ready. The early Christians had such a wonderful thing to look for. In Hebrews 11:16, it speaks of the early people of faith. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Well, God is not ashamed to call Mom or any of us His God, or our God, or His children. Here, I'm getting my wording all messed up here. But we got a wonderful exchange coming, and there's a lot of beautiful homes here in Lancaster County. They're going up like corn in the fields, it seems, so many homes and all over. And there's some are just beautiful, bigger and more like what we used to call mansions. There's this picture right there. That's of Newport, Rhode Island. And that's, we think, when we go to Newport, we lived in New England for about 8 years, that it's one of the prettiest places on earth. I mean, it is astounding. That's ocean. The cliff walk right there in the mansions, but where heaven will be incomparably better. It'll be incomparably better. Mom's made that exchange. And finally today, Mom exchanged her sorrows for perpetual joy and peace. Now, thank God joy and peace can be in part of our life right now, but, you know, until we're through with this life, there's always going to be a dimension of sorrow. It'll always be there. And I want to read. This is one of the latter portions of the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 21, and it's a glimpse of heaven. And so often, when we study the Bible, all we really have is kind of glimpses. I mean, we want a better picture. And that was a great illustration there with the doctor's office you shared. But here in Revelation 21, we read, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. And He will dwell among them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be among them. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. Mom had a lot of pain the last years especially. The first things have passed away. And He who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And He said, write, for these words are faithful and true. And what assurance that gives us that what the Lord speaks to us in the Bible. And I have my mom's Bible up here, old King James Bible, probably from childhood. It's well-worn, real leather, and marked and so forth. And our view, all us kids remember Mom reading the Bible, and we remember her reading, and the booklet we still have out here in the back, and many churches do that little booklet, Our Daily Bread. Just all, even childhood, and that book hadn't even changed that much. It still looks about the same. She would read that, and Mom wasn't a very demonstrative spiritual person, but oh, how many times I can see her, even in the last several weeks, sitting there reading her Bible because she loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And Mom has made these wonderful exchanges. She changed that old body for a new body. The home on earth for a new home. Her sorrows for perpetual joy and peace. And I want to share a song right now, and I'm not going to sing it, but a song that describes the perspective of someone that has died and gone on to be with the Lord. And it's what they might communicate with us. And this song has blessed me, and I believe it will bless you. In fact, we'll have the words up on the screen as well. Let it bless your heart today. And I know the one call I would want to say is for all of you to place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And one day we'll see Mom again. Let this song bless your hearts.
Out for my good to know it brought